This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Kate Speer. Kate is one of the guest presenters at the 6th Annual Telluride Yoga Fest. She will be leading a kirtan on Saturday, July 13th, 7:30 to 9 p.m. in the elementary school cafeteria, and a second class, Bhakti Yoga, at the close of the festival on Sunday, July 14th, 2:30 p.m. Kate, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege.
Okay, so could you talk about the role of yoga in your life? When did you begin to practice?
Yoga came into my life in the traditional form, and when I say that, I mean in doing the postures and the asana, came into my life, I would say not until in my late 20s was the first time I really got connected to yoga through my pregnancies and wanting to have a really open, receptive body to have my babies. That was my first attraction to yoga. And then as soon as I found it, yoga landed in me in a way that I know it will be a part of my life for the rest of my life and ended up playing a huge role and still in my life now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. What was it about kirtan and chanting that made you want to make these rituals part of your professional life?
That's a great question for me because I actually didn't know that the integration of my professional life and chanting would occur for me. I first had the experience of chanting when I went into an ashram in Boulder, Colorado and had just a profound experience and knew that I wanted to learn how to do that myself and play and chant and sing. And as that happened for me, the professional piece sort of came along. People started asking me to teach them, asking me to lead kirtans, do all kinds of things. So I guess in my heart I wanted it, but I think the outer world actually was what made that happen for me. And now I take an active role in that, but that's how that occurred for me.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. You are a founder of a sacred commerce community, Women Owning Wealth. What is that?
I love that question. So Women Owning Wealth was my response to what could be possible in creation of money in abundance that was possible for me inside an ashram through meditation and yoga. Inside the ashram, I really saw what was possible when a lot of people worked together, when we were collaborative. You know, what happened when a meal got made or a meditation happened was way more expansive than when I did it by myself. So Women Owning Wealth is a collective of people that are working, contributing, like Radiant Health. We share and sell a product that helps Radiant Health for people. And then we work in a collaborative business model where we all support each other, and then we've asked our businesses to actually be a feedback mechanism tool for us on our spiritual growth. So we get a chance to recognize if we're feeling any constriction or contraction around abundance or community or communication, you know, whatever it may be, we actively use our business to support our personal growth as well as our abundant growth.
Wonderful. Wow, that's fascinating. I had no idea that when I read about that, a sacred commerce community, what that could be about. So it turns out you were also a one-time Telluride local. When were you here and what were you doing here?
I was having a great time like we all do in Telluride. I was in Telluride from 1989 to 1998, I think was the point where I left. I came synchronistically, magically, came in on a magic carpet when I was quite young, intended to stay for one summer, and I stayed for 10 years. So I was doing all sorts of things from restaurants to working on the mountain to I eventually ended up working with a ski company and ran all the indoor children's programs for a good bit of time and eventually did a couple other things in the management positions at the ski company. And then I had babies and got married, and I did all kinds of growing up and have amazing community still.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. It's sort of the standard operating procedure. I mean, your story is mirrored by so many other people's stories.
Totally.
Not the part that you evolved to, but the part when you were living here. So,
right.
Returning to the subject under discussion, the Telluride Yoga Festival, where have you led kirtans?
Great. I've led kirtans inside of ashrams, in yoga studios. I've traveled around the country at festivals and things. I've played at the Hanuman Festival, Yoga Journal Conference. Sometimes I was leading conference kirtans. Sometimes I was accompanying yoga teachers in their classes. I'm here right now at the Wonderlust Yoga Festival. That's where I'm actually conducting this interview with you. Doing my sacred commerce community as well as working with some kirtan with children. I've done kirtans at business conferences, all kinds of experiences. I've had kirtan happening.
Wonderful. Thank you. So what are you looking forward to most about returning to your old hometown, Telluride, and to the Telluride Yoga Festival?
One of the things that I love is that this whole experience came to me in a very magical way. I won't go into the story, but it just goes along with all of my experiences with Telluride. That just happened with magic and ease and joy. So I'm looking forward to returning in that same vein and to be showing up and contributing. What has come forth is one of my greatest gifts. I'm loving that I get to do that in Telluride, support the Telluride Yoga Festival, connect with the local community, and then share a great experience with all the people traveling to Telluride for this conference right now. I'm really looking forward to it.
Wonderful. And we're looking forward to you coming back to town. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with former Telluride local and kirtan, and the person bringing kirtan to the yoga festival, Kate Spear. Kate, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.